Governor Rick Scott has proposed a budget of more than $74 billion for the fiscal year that starts in July. That's about a $4 billion increase in spending over the current year. So where did the extra money come from? In his State of the State speech last month, Scott credited 2 years of cutting taxes and red tape so businesses could grow.
Because we made the hard choices over the last 2 years, we're able to make the smart choices now to keep our economy growing. We have a projected budget surplus for the first time in 6 years.
As the House budget chief, Lakeland Republican Representative Seth McKeel will be a key player in crafting the state budget. He began his tenure as a lawmaker in 2006 as the economy was starting its descent.
We have had to make unfortunate reductions over the last 5 years in important areas like transportation, education, public safety. When we didn't have enough funds, we had actually some scenarios where we had to make up budget deficits.
Of course, the reasons for this turnaround in the state's finances vary depending on who you ask. Tallahassee Democratic Representative Alan Williams credits the uptick in tourism.
Folks want to come here. And when they come here, they spend money with our mom-and-pop restaurants. They spend money in our stores, our shopping malls, our amusement parks around the state of Florida.
University of Florida economist Alan Hodges says the general economy has improved, which in turn means a boost for tourism-related industries like hotels and attractions.
Of course, our state of Florida is strictly dependent on tax revenues. We don't have a state income tax, so the state government financial picture is going to reflect very closely what the general economic conditions are in the state.
But the state is still in recovery mode. The unemployment rate has dropped, but it's still high, and Florida remains at the top of the home foreclosure market. Barbara Shavitz researches state fiscal policy for the Pew Charitable Trusts.
If you look at Florida's projected budget surplus, it's encouraging, but it doesn't mean the state has completely reversed where they were before the Great Recession. Like most states, Florida still has a lot of challenges ahead to get its economy and budget back to full health.
Roshevitz says the surplus is partly a result of the state being forced to cut spending in recent years. We're still spending less as we're taking in more. She says that's a tempting pot of money for any politician.
It's natural, and we see it in other states, too, that there's greater pressure to restore spending on some of those programs that had to be cut over the past few years.
The state always has an emergency fund, and next year it'll contain about $2.5 billion. As for the surplus, Miami Gardens Democratic Senator Oscar Brainin expects to see lawmakers vying to bring home more money for their districts.
You know, this is the legislature, so everybody up here is going to be competing to say that my constituents need this or that, and we'll have that conversation.
The only thing lawmakers are required to do each year is create a budget. The House and Senate each have a budget proposal. They'll work together to come up with one compromise plan to send the governor by the last day of session on May 3rd. Governor Scott will then have line item veto power before he signs the budget into law. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.